just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband. 8 years ago, yesterday and today, it was the worst 2 days of my life. And the person who I thought loved me, after 8 years, I get the impression she doesn't. But I still love her, unwaveringly. I did do that video yesterday, N-words, Nazi and ellipsis in the title, in the image, on the website, but it's in the video, N-words, Nazi and nigger. And went into it quite a lot, quite a bit in depth. And I was surprised this morning that, you know, I thought possibly YouTube would censor it as it did a previous one, which I still don't understand for sure why, because, you know, they won't tell you directly. But they age restricted it. So you had to sign in to see it, apparently, because of the language, because I used that dreaded word, nigger, and explained it, explained the history of it and so forth. And I wrote them, made an appeal, and they took off the age restriction, which within minutes, it really impressed me. I was really surprised, because that's not the reputation of YouTube. So I did a follow-up video today, trying to express, you know, one of the rare times, really, that an institution does what I think was the right thing. And I think about it, how many people do I know who could have said the words in Sunday's video and today's video? I mean, said them honestly. I wonder about that, because I have my skepticism. There's been about, for both of them, the one today got a lot of traffic suddenly. So both of them have about 50 views, which, you know, for 24 hours is, or one's just eight, is rather significant for me. You also did get paid today, so you get paid for the month, and it's a little bit more, and, you know, it's $9.99, and, you know, I thought about how a lot of people will take that, flip that, and see 666 in it, and, you know, I've really lost so much interest in the eschatology thing, because, you know, from what I understand, best evidence is, and it's actually 616. But there's such a marketing appeal to that. People have invested so much in that, as opposed to invest in knowing Christ. Speaking of that, in a dialogue with my friend Chris today, he talked about, he had the weekend with his family at his daughter-in-law's grandmother's place. So they all went up there, and the phrase he said, it was a continued irrelevance of Jesus Christ in our lives. You know, that's what he feels, that's what he's struggling with, because he is really the senior member of the family, and struggling what it is to lead his family, proclaim Christ to them. It is, you know, I understand, it's really hard. I think back at my family was with me. I fumbled at that. I tried, but I think I fumbled at that. I think you'll find me rather provocative today. But I also wonder, is Christ irrelevant to my family? Two members obviously clearly have said yes. It concerns me. I also do wonder, I'm getting along again, sorry. I also do wonder, because I did ask Julie and Isaac about using the talk I did to James. and to use his picture in there. They never responded. I assume, like my guests, the rest of the family, they have closed the door. I don't know. Several emails have gone unanswered. But it's out there. And while I do use James's name directly, and I did mention Charlotte once, and I actually mentioned Tirza once in that video. No one else. Julia, did I mention her name? No, I think I just called her my daughter. I did mention Isaac's name. But if you can't see love in that video, then you're living, perhaps, in the continued irrelevance of Jesus Christ in your life. I hope that changes. And I'm still seeking reconciliation. Dorothy Jane, my lady, I love you.